going over and beginning a visit with Marvin and Miss Mary this Saturday after supper, the 31st of March, 73, with Debbie. Channel 1 over, beginning a visit with Marvin and Miss Mary this Saturday after supper, the 31st of March, 73, with Debbie. Channel 1 over, and beginning a visit with Marvin and Miss Mary this Saturday after supper, the 31st of March, 73.
Well, I'm not just sure how to transcribe it, because to transcribe the language, you know, I just sort of been going through it today, and sometimes I stop and try to spell it phonetically, the way she says it, and then other times I just spell it. Like they, she says uh-huh. They, and I don't know what's the best thing to do with that. Whether you should just, because if you spell it the way, if you spell it T-H-E-Y, then you lose it.
Can't get the sound of the voice in there though. Without that, the phonetic spelling just doesn't.
Well, some things though you can spell phonetically. You can substitute a D for a T-H.
Mm-hmm.
And there are other words that you can, but you have to be consistent, I think. Well, this isn't really important. The transcription's not important. I was just
start over again. Let me hear what you said. I want to get it from mine.
It's just that I had difficulty
from the first what you were talking about.
Is that awesome?
Oh, you said it was awesome.
Said the way you said it.
Oh. I just, it was really awesome listening to her tape today.
I see you reciting. You were thinking before, now you're reciting.
Difficult to go back.
Anybody here? I'm just in between right now.
Well,
I won't be in for dinner.
Oh, you won't?
Mm-mm. At least not today.
Huh?
Guy around?
Huh? He's right there.
Yeah.
Golly, you're going to miss a good dinner.
Well, am I. He's real, real wrapped up in that historic thing. And about all he can offer, which is a good bit. But he said, if we go through with a grant proposal of some kind, we can just hang on to his organization. And they'll just, you know, front for us. So Wade's got something in the works. He's writing up. So I'll get with him on that next week. Because he's going to send that off to Ford because he knows somebody there. And Sam said, and then, you know, whatever comes about, you can just hang it on our organization. And if they ever want to know who's going to take care of finances, you can just say, we will. So we got an organization to hang on to. But Wade seems to say he's got something pretty good going.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll see him sometime next week about it. That's pretty much. Other than that, they just talk about some work they were going to do for Historic Gainesville.
Wade in on that with him?
I think he's thinking about hiring Wade as the photographer. They're going to put out a publication of sorts.
Mm-hmm.
That'll be, you know, the houses and things. And they need a good photographer. So that's why I was down there to see Wade. So I just dropped in on him. And Eddie's been rather slow up there today.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I don't know what they'll do tonight. He's got a little bit left to do. He said that was a slow Saturday. But they all just come trotting in there. Old Mr. Huff, you know, just rides in, gets service, and he doesn't pay a thing, or they keep his credit card for him, even. So it's an entirely different view of things. Entirely different way of looking at it.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to work out. It's an entirely different way of looking at all those people.
From up there.
Mm-hmm. And I think Janet will be the one that can tell you about it. Tell me about it.
Yeah.
Because she talks. Eddie doesn't, not too much. It'll be just remarkable. And they're always cutting out old Jack McRae. And then if somebody comes in with some damage, they say, "Oh Lord, you got a Jack McRae day, don't you?" I said, "I don't know, I haven't been in but once today. You gotta do it 3 times a day to make a Jack McRae day, don't you?"
Now what do they mean by that?
Old McRae tears up his equipment. And he's in Eddie's all the time getting something fixed.
Oh really?
Mm-hmm.
And you can't fix it yourself.
Mm-hmm. I think Jack's the one that doesn't have much sense.
Yeah, he's a little slow.
So it'll be something. I gotta go on back now.
Oh, you're going on back?
Mm-hmm. They're busy right now. At least for today, anyway. But I thought I'd check in.
You had something?
I'll get something.
Well, we might have had to eat.
Yeah. Well, I've been gone a couple hours now.
Well, you can live well with food when you got something going.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Till I get a hold of it down there. Take a little while. Wade's moving right along. He's got his apartment pretty well set now.
Yeah.
You know, so he can live in it.
Mm-hmm.
So he said, "Let me hang this cabinet and I can sit on my typewriter and get something out." Now, he's got a good bit down already. I saw that. I was going to drop off one or two things he wanted.
So just keep in touch with him. That's
mm-hmm.
an idea.
Yeah, he wants to talk with Pat Rambeau.
Well, now that might be, yeah. Oh, I didn't take a liking to her.
Hmm. He said, even if you don't go through university funding, he said, "I still think Rambeau would be useful." And I said, "Yeah, I think she'd help us whether we went through university or not, just because she likes to do this kind of thing, you know. Apparently when she gets a tough grant, she really likes to work on it. And this one's something of a challenge to her, I think."
I wouldn't think she'd care what she's working on. But.
I don't know. I think she likes to just see if she can make something go.
Yeah. Well, I mean, what is for university funding? Or what?
Oh, no. I wouldn't think so. I get it. Feeling that, you know, there's plenty of places for Pat Rambeau, people like her.
Yeah.
She's not tied to university. They're probably having a hard time holding her.
Everywhere she goes, they look at her.
Yeah.
Look her over.
Yes. Somebody that's talented like that.
Yeah. And you see in that business a few thousand dollars don't mean anything when they can bring in so much.
Mm-hmm. She can keep her sense of humor about the whole thing. That just amazes me.
Yeah.
You know, she just swamped with work and the you're rolling around with these huge figures of money. She can sit back and laugh it all away.
Yeah. Now, she was good natured when we were there, wasn't she?
Mm-hmm. And she was on, that was a bad day.
Yeah. About as bad as you get, I guess. One
yeah.
of the deadline days.
You gotta have your secretary hold the call.
Mm-hmm.
She looked a little, her hair looked a little mussed up, and she looked a little kind of worn from when I've last seen her. She's
oh, really?
Usually very, very nicely dressed. You know,
oh,
everything in place.
Yeah.
Looks like she's been working.
with. Nothing's been going on here, Dave. It's perfectly quiet.
I know what Janet told me that I just delighted in. She said when they lived up in Illinois, before they had kids, Eddie worked and she worked. And then they had the kids and she lived in the house in the suburbs and, you know, young. The first 10 and a half years, I guess, before they came down here. And she said, now, I didn't know anybody, and I didn't get out much, and I didn't know it. And I said, now, down here, it's just everybody comes in here. And she said, oh, I just want to know what's going on. And I said, it never gets dull, does it? No, she said. And she's, of course, some of the things she brought up were kind of crummy, you know, there's some wild parties or something going on behind Scrounge Lounge. I thought that's something. She's just right in the middle of it all, and it carries her along. And everybody comes in there to talk. Because Eddie's not pressed. He can sit down and talk for half an hour. He doesn't care.
Yeah.
You see.
Yeah. Think of that.
I'm looking at, just looking at the clock.
Well, it's 15 after.
Yeah. Okay.
That'll make it. That'll make it. As long as they'll do that, won't it? Let me tell you, Ray, every time you get a chance, put a word in and tell them to keep that money off the books. I don't care who it is.
Yeah, they
who it is.
Pretty close about that.
They'll put them out of business.
Yeah. There was a guy in there asking for credit today, and Eddie didn't encourage him at all. I don't even think he went about it. Janet said they'd pretty much weeded them out.
I don't care whether they weed them out. There's no such thing as weeding them out. The best ones will go off and leave you. Just don't put...
He had one fella came down there. He'd worked in his car and gone off and hadn't paid him. And then he came back out one night and said he'd had an argument with his wife or something. So why don't you just go get the car and hold it till I pay it. So Eddie got the truck, went out and pulled it back. And it's sitting there now.
There's no reason for all that credit, is there? Especially for the man who hadn't gotten the money, for any of them. Now, you see, those big places, they have lawyers to...
Yeah, she's had to take some of them to court. But it doesn't take long to just drain you. Because
they don't make much.
He's still buying. He said he can make more profit on one quart of oil than he can on 5 gallons of gas.
Yeah.
Now, I didn't know it was that close.
Yeah. Well, all they make on a gallon of gas is a nickel or some such thing.
Probably not even that.
And they call it trouble, especially then when they have to write it down. I wouldn't write anything down. Not as long as there's a shortage of good mechanics, I wouldn't write it down.
And when you gotta, when they buy gas from the company, they gotta pay right then.
Yeah.
There's no credit on that end.
All right. Tit for tat.
Yeah, you know something, Miss Miles?
What?
This old thing told Debbie, I said, don't say anything, but I got that to write about.
Oh, you did? Well, sit down there. I've just got
that's
your piece of cake.
All
that's the time.
That's all right.
Are y'all standing
there? Got your hair cut. Sure did.
Yeah. So you didn't get hurt, so.
I am aiming to, though. It's down my back. I'll tell you that.
I would just have a haircut. Mm-hmm. I haven't had one either.
Well, I went through the barbershop today and gave a man $2, and that's about the way it went.
Well, I get five for mine.
He didn't get much off of mine.
Five?
Well, I didn't want a whole lot of it for mine.
You didn't?
Mm. That's all I know is the charge.
Mm. That's a truth.
Yeah, Macintosh?
No, I can go the whole thing. Barber over there, he's been cutting my hair for a good long while. Well, I used to get one in Gainesville, and they got to going up so bad till I decided, well, I can just go the whole thing. They still charge $2, and well, they just went up $2 in whole tone this year.
Oh, really?
I just made that case.
Then $1.70.
Well,
when I started,
they were cutting it
for $1.50,
yeah.
And then they jumped up a quarter,
yeah.
And then they put a bolt in that and said, well, they give everybody about a month's notice, say the next haircuts will be, you know, within a certain time will be $2. We had to go up. For some reason, well, I was explaining the haircuts.
All that gambit.
I was cutting hair.
I thought the price was way up past $2 everywhere.
Hawthorne's the only place I know you can get a haircut for $2.
In Macintosh, you don't know.
I don't know. I don't even know where you can get one in Macintosh, you know.
Well, I tell you what, I went to Macintosh one time and he fleeced me. I mean, he really fixed me. He even fixed it so.
Well, he don't even have any to cut on there a little bit around here.
Well, I just get my ears lowered and that's about it.
He's getting
bald.
I mean, I have to buy a wig.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's right. You can't have that.
Oh, I looked back at those days when old Doofunny, old Kenny, I didn't realize he was so good. And before him, old Hugh up in Gainesville, right there on the corner where Western Auto went in, right along there. And Hugh had another stroke. He had a heart attack and then he had a stroke. And Kenny took over. He was just almost as good as you. And then that liquor place went in, and Kenny was a Sunday school man, and he just couldn't stand it. So he moved over there on University Avenue. And he didn't stay there long.
Well,
the hippies ran him out of business. He couldn't get anyone to help him. You see, he couldn't get help either. You know why he couldn't? He was so good himself.
Mm-hmm.
They'd all go to him.
That's right.
And the other man would stand there and...
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Idle.
Yeah.
Idle. Well, you know, they won't stand that forever.
No, they couldn't. Well, they can't afford it. At least, you were talking about the hippies a while ago.
Had some coffee? No.
This fella in Hawthorne was telling me today that he cut 4 heads of hair and shaved 4 this week. And that's the first it he'd had in about a year. So,
oh,
and you know, evidently maybe some of them going to get this shaved and haircuts now.
Oh, you mean hippies?
Mm-hmm.
Cutting hippies now.
Mm.
And he said that they just wanted a good haircut, too.
Oh,
I mean,
no.
You know, just about like mine, you
mm-hmm.
know.
Let me tell you, the other day,
the clean shade.
A couple of boys walked up the lane there, just a little school boy. We thought there was somebody from Gainesville we knew, and it turned out they weren't. They'd run off, the road was so slick up here. During highway department, they fix it so, I'm telling you, you can't hardly stay on it when it's dry. They give you such an incline there. bank. Anyhow, they'd scooted off and they came around here looking for a tractor. Somebody pull them out. I wouldn't. Both of them had hair clear down the shoulder, and I wouldn't pull them out. I didn't see them. Rick came in here to get the tractor, and I said, "Call the wrecker." Is that mean?
Yeah. Well, I don't think so.
You couldn't even see the face. Swinging along.
The house bunch went over yonder in the dinner place and got stuck. Come up to the house, Marvin, and go pull them out. Marvin didn't go pull them out.
I ain't had a rain.
He didn't go tell them to go in there.
Mm. Of all the dry ground over there, they had to run down in a pond.
They deserved it.
And it a rain.
Oh, Marvin.
That's right.
You know my head just about to bust.
Your head hurting?
Mm-hmm.
Miss Miles, give you some coffee.
No,
drink
you
a little
don't
black coffee.
Have coffee. What about an aspirin?
It might help your head.
You got an aspirin? Uh-huh. I'll take an aspirin.
I sure will.
It is right here.
Let me get you.
We've been in the woods of Holland. No,
is it just started?
What about you, Marvin? Don't you
no, ma'am, thank you. I wouldn't care.
You've been in the woods of Holland.
Mm-hmm. We're trying to change our cows.
We changed our move
from one location to another.
We want to build some new cow pens.
Uh-huh.
Get them out on the dry hill. We can't get
them. It's getting so wet down in there.
And
people that's been hunting down there and got the road all burned
up. Now, you
all
just up just to going and...
She's going to get you just a swig of milk.
I'm turning on the lights.
Yeah, huh? Huh? Mm-hmm. No,
Would you rather have water? Would you rather have water?
Yeah, I had.
Okay.
I can't
drink
milk.
She won't
drink
milk.
Okay.
I can't drink milk, maybe it is.
No, it makes me sick.
Oh, okay.
I wish I like milk. My head's too empty or something.
Yeah, that's my trouble.
The least thing I do, I take the headache.
Yeah.
I'm yelling.
I never liked the headache. I had enough of them.
Well, I seldom have a headache.
No, but you sure do have a leg ache.
Your hip ache.
Have an aspirin?
No, ma'am, thank you.
What's this about yelling?
I've been yelling, you know, calling the cows.
Hooping the cows.
Trying to get them to a new location.
Oh, yeah.
Change their eating place.
Yeah.
We move the certain time.
Don't care much about eating hay anymore, you know.
That's strange.
Hmm.
I wonder what they're eating.
They want some little bit high price feed. It's that time of the year.
They want that fertilized grass.
Fertilized grass, and they'd just as soon you'd go to town and get them some of them range cubes, pellets.
They go
about,
for them.
Yeah, about $110 a ton.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
I can buy them cheaper than I can snap corn. At $120 a ton.
Snap corn?
Mm.
With what else in it?
Nothing. Just snap corn, shuck, cob, and all.
Mostly the snap.
That's right. And I never thought snap corn would ever get higher than $45 a ton.
No, it was less than 30 when I...
That's right.
Shucks, we bought a million tons for
$20. $20, that's right. And people just about beg you to buy.
Yeah.
You could buy regular shell corn for $35.
Yeah.
Just the regular kernel.
You know, I'd like to print a place and plant a huge place of corn if I could get it picked.
Yeah, picking.
But I just absolutely am not going to go in the cornfield and pick no corn.
You're not?
No, sir. I'll never do that no more.
You've done it?
Who, me? I reckon I have.
We picked a many a load by hand.
Marvin and I were out in the back field gathering corn, and the sand spurs was eating me up. And I was stooping over like this to pick the sand spurs, and there went the biggest kind of a rattlesnake crawling right between my legs. And I didn't move. And you know all kept that snake from biting me was the clover.
Clover.
He was under the clover.
Well, I had my rifle in the truck, and when she said, "There's a rattlesnake," I just hollered, "Freeze, just don't move at all. Don't even bat your eyes."
And he went right on and got behind the truck wheel, and he was ready.
Yeah, see,
he
they're not out to
he
bite still
right
target.
He crawled right between my feet. I didn't move. And all that kept that snake from biting me, the clover was so high,
right,
and it was mashed down. And he was under that clover.
Yeah.
He could have bit you, though.
Well, you were lucky in a way, weren't you?
I was really lucky.
Now, that was out there picking...
In the backfield.
Cutting, breaking corn.
Breaking corn.
Well, you know, that breaking corn, you got the weeds, the old beggar weeds and everything growed up. And it hardly any way to clear it where you can see.
And for the peckers now, them little old morning glowers, you know, vines, they get up on the stalk and the peckers, they can't pick it for, you know, mashing it down.
Well, we don't
in other
have
words,
no.
No, but they would come if you used to plant it, fertilize it heavy, and get enough rain on it. But you pick one row and the vines pulls the other row down so bad, see.
Oh,
I never
had that experience.
The pecker can't get to it. He just can't pick it up.
Oh, yeah.
Hmm.
Well, yeah, I guess you just have to get a corn picker.
If we planted any corn, I know we would.
Yeah.
But don't you like to hear the corn in the wind?
Yes, ma'am.
Mm-hmm. I don't mind getting it if it wasn't for the sand spurs and rattlesnakes.
Yeah.
Don't mind getting it.
Is it hard to break off?
No, if it's good sunny weather.
After it gets dry good and mature and ready to pull and it hangs down on the stalk. When it hangs down, it's all right. Then we pick it.
You got your fertilizer out.
Yes, sir. Sure.
And you haul it.
And I hold it.
And you're not going to have any more of that fertilizer in the big weed patch.
Hope not.
I tell you.
You mean it over at the other place?
Yeah.
It's done gone.
That's why you fertilized the weeds over there at that time.
But, you know, you couldn't... Them fellas are so far behind. So I could haul it and put it out a week before they could ever get out.
What y'all been doing?
working.
I haven't been doing anything. Just been no count all day. I just looking for something to do.
Well, that's just me. I'm just so no count till I just can't do anything.
Yeah.
You know what Daisy said? She thought it ought to go ahead and rain or do whatever it's supposed to do because it made everybody lazy.
Well, you know, that don't worry me about the rain. If it rains, well, let it rain.
Yeah, I'm going to be lazy anyway, whether it rains or not.
And if it don't, well, let no worry about it.
I didn't have
money.
I miss that.
Oh.
I miss that.
I just said I was going to be lazy anyway, whether it rained or not.
Yeah. I tell you, today, It takes me a while along into the winter to get those things sealed, those windows there. See, I put that goo on it. See,
yeah. Oh, that compound.
You got that compound there. Yeah. I haven't put that up. And it takes me in the middle of the summer, you see, to get them out. But today it was so close in here, I just had to open up.
It's been hot today. It sure has.
You know, you talk about people doing things with a light touch. I had that compound on there enough to last 10 winters.
Is that true?
Just a very small little crack, you see.
You sealed it up.
Oh, I sealed it. I almost put a lock on it.
Mm.
And it's harder than mischief to get off. All you need is to leave.
That's
the
right.
And then you have to paint the windows again.
Oh, yeah.
You made several trips.
He made 2 trips a day. Oh, several times.
And I never would unload it without I was ready to put it out. I just unloaded it in the field.
And didn't have to handle it.
Didn't have to handle it but one time.
That's foolish, that handling.
Yeah, putting it down in the barn, then picking it up out of the barn and carrying it to the field, and then have to pick it up again. Huh?
Yeah. That's the beauty of transporting it yourself. You don't have to do all that picking. They load it for you?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And all you've got to do is work on
your truck.
That's right.
Did you ever get your fertilizer? Yeah. You got your fertilizer, didn't you?
Yeah, they brought it the next Friday.
Mm. Yeah. I want some lime.
You want lime?
Mm-hmm.
Lime or dolomite, it doesn't make any difference. They're both. Dolomite's a little bit ahead of the lime, but not much.
Yeah. I got 15-5-10 fertilizer.
15-5-10?
Yeah. It costs
$67.
Well, I put out. Mr. Moss, isn't that too strong for you?
No, it's not too strong. It'll stay there a little bit longer.
How much do you put in?
Well, I try to put 300 pounds. But sometimes I put 5 and sometimes I put 2.
Oh. I put out 10, 10, 10 all the way as far as I could go. I did have to get some a little bit of ammonium nitrate put out.
Yeah.
I got that 10, 10, 10 for 61.
Yeah.
And what did you say you got 515?
67. Delivered.
567.
No, 67 a ton delivered.
Oh. I thought he meant he got 567 fertilized. I don't know.
Well, he might have something like that.
I don't know. I didn't know either.
It cost $67 delivered.
I imagine that'd have been about what I was really.
No, he told me if he'd deliver 5 tons or more for the same thing, 60 more.
Yeah.
To, you know, regular customers to customers.
Well, the Farmers Mutual is right smart cheaper than these other farms. And then you get that some of that back.
60, very little of.
Yeah.
About 1%.
Enough of it to even 1%.
About 1%.
Oh, seemed to me like when I bought up there, I haven't bought in several years.
I know we used to get something like 3 or 4%.
Oh, really?
We got a check from them this year, and I imagine we spent $1,200-$1,500 with them getting last year. About that. What was the check?
$9.
About $9
just a little over $9.
Oh.
So you can get
a figure. Yeah, I got a check. What was yours, guy? 89 cents?
something like
I
that.
I haven't had one. See, I haven't bought anything from
Oh, that's right.
In 4 or 5 years. Yeah, I got a check from her one time for 75, 80 cents.
Well, we've got checks from that REA power company, and you know, shares in it. 49 cents and stuff like that.
Oh,
really? It cost a dime then to cash a check. And then
8 cents.
That's right.
It
cost more
to
write
a check. That's when you get out of it.
Now, you hold it in your...
Pickup.
Pickup? You didn't pull your trailer?
No, sir.
Just your pickup.
It was so easy, much easier to handle from the pickup.
Yeah.
I thought about carrying a trailer and maybe getting 2 tons at one time, place a hole in 1 ton, get 2. But
yeah.
And I got thinking, well, you got to get out on the ground in that trailer, you know, to pick it up.
Oh, yes.
So, I'd just rather make an extra trip.
Yeah. Well, now, you know what you could do? You could put boards on top of it and just lay it up there. Mm-hmm.
Could have done that. Made it top heavy.
What do you mean? Kicking with me.
That's what I do with that old thing out there. I haven't got anything to load out of, you see. Load into. When they bring it, you see, I try to get something high enough where it won't be so hard to empty it. So I just got 2 old doors. And I lay them on top of one of those old silage trailers, you see, and they put it up there. Well, I can back up there with the, back up to it with that little spreader, and I don't have to lift it much. So.
Well, I don't have to lift it that much. I had to pick up with
no.
the spreader because I was talking to them guys, and I told them to write that company and see if they couldn't get them 50-pound bags. 100 is too much. But you can get it in 50-pound bags, not 10, 10, 10, but most of it you can.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of it. Ammonium nitrate's 50. I got some, 5, 12, 21 or something like that. Or 5, 15, 21 maybe it was. And it was in 50-pound bags.
We might get something else.
Did you have some ice cream?
No, thank you. I've had plenty. We hadn't been in just a little while, eh?
Would you like some ice in your water?
No, thanks.
You feeling better?
Yeah.
Good. Okay.
Well, I tell you. I'm enjoying this weather.
Yeah, this weather's just about right.
Nice. I think you had your garden, everything be popping up today.
Mm-hmm.
You got anything planted new?
Mm-hmm. Yes, we got tomatoes and we got cucumbers and we've got. I don't know what all of that stuff. What you got planted?
That's about it to speak of.
And the collards is just going to waste.
Daddy?
Nobody eating.
Well, are they past the? Are they still good?
Oh yeah.
I thought you said they'd be good all year.
If they keep,
if they don't bloom
out too bad.
But that don't do any good. I've been pulling them up, them that bloomed out, and give them a yearlings.
And they like them.
Oh yes. This is called.
But there's some over there that's really got some leaves on them.
Mm.
Wide, real wide, thick leaves.
Uh-huh.
Why wouldn't the collards make a good salad?
Because they're just not a fit for salad. You eat that collard salad and you'd have the belly aches of antique.
Oh, you think so?
I know.
Look it. Like it'd be just like a cabbage slaw.
Oh,
yeah, like that.
No, sir.
You have to cook collards a long time before you can eat them, so you cook them more than you cook cabbage, don't you?
Yes, you do.
Yeah. So
sure do.
They got a little more Well, I hope your tomatoes do well.
Oh, I do too. He's got the. His cousin gave him a bunch and he set them out. And then he planted a lot of them and. He's got his land fixed to plant his peas next week.
Find some peas and okra and first.
Oh, that's one of the best things you all have is those peas.
Oh, no.
Them English peas?
Well, tell me, have you ever
eight
any
But there's all sorts of
varieties.
All kinds of good
candy. Have you ever ate any Great Northern beans, green? I mean, they'd be shelled, not snap beans, but shelled.
Can I eat my cake? That's your old shell had some cake.
There, we can go get some more. We just put the cake on the table.
They are good. I thought I might plant maybe a row because it making the way you gather them when they one comes in, it's all they all ready. You just reach down, pull the bush up, and pick them up.
Oh, it is so pretty.
Miss Mary, tell us that Miss Mary's got a cake at home.
I didn't bake it. I had it.
You had it baked?
Cost me $10.
You couldn't get it down in a bushel basket.
Oh, it is too
about
pretty.
About the size
to
of the top of
at.
A bushel basket.
Miss Mary?
A cake like that?
Round cake. It's huge.
Yeah.
Oh, it is so pretty. I said I wish dear goodness Miles could come see it.
Somebody getting...
I'm going to go to a birthday party tomorrow for Aunt Nora. I ordered it for her. But it is so pretty. It's too pretty to even cut. It's just...
Well, golly, for $10,
Oh, it's huge.
Flowers and all.
The bushel basket's this big around. Yeah. Must be that
big. It is. It's
and layers.
It's real large.
Like this?
Mm-hmm.
I hope you have a lot of people to eat it.
Well, they will be. And I don't know whether anyone else is going to furnish a cake or not. You know, a birthday cake.
Uh-huh.
Madame Marie hadn't got it.
Yeah, probably some one or two more will get one. So maybe she'll have plenty of cake.
With flowers around it?
Oh, it's the most prettiest thing.
It's decorated.
Yeah.
You got happy birthday on it.
Yeah. Colors?
Mm-hmm. It's got pink roses and... Oh, I can't tell you how it's decorated. It's just so pretty. Happy birthday, Andy.
Yeah. Where in the world do you get those things baked?
At the Federal Bake Shop there at the shopping center.
Go to Federal Bake,
Bakery.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right there at the, we call it the Belt Lindsay Shopping Center.
Yeah.
Right there between
Belt
Lindsay and
Lies. They got the biggest store on that shopping center.
And they do bake good cakes.
Well, it's joining Belt Lindsay's right there, right in the corner.
Did you know that, Faye?
Yeah, I know where the Federal Bake Shop is.
Don't you just like to go in there and look at the wedding cakes?
I like to go in any bakery and just smell.
Yeah.
They baked mine and Marvin's wedding cake.
Yeah, they did.
Oh, they did?
Uh-huh.
You can smell it when you open the door.
You
just
sure can.
And all kinds of flavors.
To eat.
Uh-huh.
It must be hard on them to work in there.
I asked somebody about that, and they said, you know, after a while you get used to it and you don't know.
You know.
Yeah.
I saw them girls in there today decorating cakes.
Making them roses is no more to them than you washing a plate.
Yeah.
Them girls decorating in there, and they look at me just as slim, you know. I just wonder, well, how in the world do y'all stay slim in this place? I'd have to be a tasting all the time.
One girl said she never did eat any of it. You get smell so much out of it you don't want to.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, hey, you're such a killjoy.
My sister made sodas, you know, milkshakes. One whole summer she worked doing that. She said that the first month they did it, she ate about 3 a day. And the second mother, she didn't even want to look at them. She got so sick of them.
Well, that's a shame, isn't it? Right there where they're plentiful
and just couldn't stand it after a month.
I think I'd just have to get me a job somewhere else and go back to the malt shop.
You know that woman's still living?
That kind of woman? Did you hear from her today?
I didn't call up there today, but I called yesterday. That kind of woman that had that stroke was just up there just like she was. Oh, not a bit of change in the world.
That
We went out across the city the other night. We left home. I was in bed. Marvin come to the door. Says, "You want to go?" I said, "Yeah, let's go." And I got up and away we went. We got back home about 12:00.
You were in the bed and got up and went across the city?
Yeah. Went to my brother's. We had to have something done to the car.
Oh.
And I told Marvin, "Let's get over there to my brother."
No, we could put plugs in it and everything, and it run, put about 400-500 miles on it, and it was missing again.
I've had it, but I haven't seen it.
We found out her brother has been a mechanic for years for the county, and he does know automobiles and trucks and things like that. And he looked at the plugs and he said, "Just putting them." Wrong heat range in them. We carried it up at this Shell station. And had the plugs taken out that was in there, and he put colder plugs still in there. And he should have put a degree hotter, and he put 2 degrees colder.
You mean up here?
Mm-hmm. So that's what was wrong.
It just surged.
Every mile or so down the road, you'd just feel like somebody catch it by the bumper and pull back on you.
Is that right?
Well, I never heard of that.
So.
Oh, no, Lord, I'm going to be like, oh, good.
Well, what do they do? Just put in what they've got?
I guess. So, he put a Y, 11 Y, it had a 9, he put 11 in there. Said if he could have got a 12, he would have put that in there. Actually, he said, but the book called for a 11. But he said if he could have got a 12, it would have been a lot better. Because the plugs would have lasted. In other words, in place of putting about 4,000 on there, you could put about 8,000 on the 12.
Is that right?
So now it does all right.
Mm-hmm. So far.
I'll tell you what, I'd drop in over there every now and then if I had someone to check my car.
Well, it cut up so bad, I told Marvin the other day, I said, "I'm going to trade it off." And I had it in my mind that I was going to get me a Monte Carlo. And I went and looked at them, and I wouldn't have one of them.
Yeah, decided you didn't want one, and the price hurt worse than the looks of the car.
It's like what?
Cars. And I don't want one of them. And I called my brother that night, and I told him about my car, and I said, "Oh, I got to can't put up with that. I got to get me another one." He said, "Sis, don't you do it." He said, "You get you another one, and it'll be the same thing." He said, "They ain't none of them no good." So next day we carried it to him.
He didn't say bring it to him at all.
I did it though.
That's what you was hoping he'd say, wasn't it?
Well, drive mine over there sometime.
Well, he naturally can fix it.
I sure wish he had.
Well, he does know automobiles, that's for sure.
Yeah. Yeah. We got in the wrong branch, didn't we?
I believe it.
Well, I think they can make more money just on these service stations waiting on the cars than I could make over here with all this equipment.
He did something that I've never seen done before, and that's the only one I imagine in the United States like it. He got one of them little old Alice Chalmers tractors, and it didn't have the pulling power he thought it should have, so he got a hold of a little old, what was it, a little old Austin, I guess it was, something like that. Or no, it was English Ford. And he taken the transmission out of that and built it in with a transmission that's already on his tractor. In other words, he got two transmissions on it. And now it's got the power. It'll pull this house just about off the blocks, and it'll little bitty thing.
Is that right?
Two transmissions?
In one tractor.
That's a crackpot.
In other words, you shift this transmission in gear, and then you got to get back in and shift this one to get it going.
It'll go.
It'll go. Huh. It'll pull and it'll run. It's got that high speed Ford, you know, English Ford transmission, and then it's got that low speed tractor transmission. And you get them both in there. It's got a low high.
Yeah. And that's your brother who does all that. Mm-hmm. I didn't know he was do all those things. Gee, no wonder you all go over so often.
Well, he can fix a drying line.
That's what he worked on mostly.
He retired on one of them.
Caterpillars, drag lines. Other people would give him up, he'd go and fix them.
Oh, really? How did he get into all that?
I don't know. He's always known automobiles.
Oh, when he was building that road out there in front of the house, they had an old drag line out there dipping sand out of that ditch. And they got to where something was happening that they couldn't, it wouldn't pick up. So he was out there. He come to see us that one Sunday, and that thing was sitting out there. Mechanic come and was working on it, and he walked out there where he was at, and he had spent a couple of days on it already. And Coy told him, he told whoever the guy was, he said, "So you don't know?" He said, "You don't know what to do for it?" He said, "No." He said, "I've done about everything I know to do, and it just won't work." He said, "Well," he says, "I can help you if you want me to." So he said, "Well," he says, "if you can help me, I would sure appreciate it." He just crawled up then, mashed a button. That's all he needed. It was a button there that you had to mash to let the air out of a line somewhere. And that mechanic didn't know it.
Yeah.
Just mash that button and he's in business.
You know, this fella, I've got several televisions from him down there at Ocala, and he knows all the things. He don't have to get into it and fill around. And he can fix something in 15 minutes that another fella you see would have to spend a half a day on.
Go through the whole thing trying to find out what's wrong.
Yeah. And you take this electronic stuff now, it's so complicated you can't learn.
That's right.
You have to know it. Gee whiz, it's remarkable. It's amazing what he has to, what he carries in his head. I'd like to have somebody to help me like that.
You know anybody can fix a television, don't they? They must know something, because I'm telling you, that's a complicated thing, I would think.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You know, I have these little jack things put in, where I can put it on here, and then I can tape it, and then also... These little speakers are a little better than those. Mm-hmm. And you know what? Just ordinary television, man, don't put them in right. Because I haven't had any luck at all. They put them in wrong. And you see, you put them in up there where they don't interfere. If you want to play this, you can. Or you can just cut this off and it'll play here.
Well, is that right?
Yeah. Hmm. And they don't seem to be able to get it there in the right place.
Mm.
Just regular television, man. And he can do it in just no time. Just no time.
Lots of times that we're not, you know, we don't want to be around, want to hear the news, and you can just tape it.
Keep an eye on the low doctor. Case? I most definitely will. You look a bit under the weather.
Just a headache. If it'll make you feel any better, I'll
have a couple of aspirin.
Hello,
Bill.
Listen to those.
Yo,
stay
forward.
Nancy
and Sam.
Who? Sanford and Son.
Is that funny?
That's comedy.
I had Angelica on here, and I was going to play it for you sometime.
You're just...
But I forgot about
it. Sanford and Son comes on at 8 o'clock on
right
Friday evenings on Channel 20.
Yeah.
You sure ought to take that. I'm glad that ain't...
Two colored fellas in the junk business, so you probably heard him. In the junk business, and that old man, I tell you, he's all right. He's it's just comical.
Yeah.
That's all.
Yeah. You know, you get Channel 20 better than I do. I get it on this thing here, but it's not very good.
Well, it's not very good on ours either.
Why? I was over there at Dramadu, and it was.
Well, I say sometimes it's not good.
Yeah,
oh, is that
right?
I get a
feeling
of this, you see now. You gotta turn it up.
Mm-hmm.
I get all rubber jawed and give you the willies.
Some of the programs are good enough to listen to
again.
Yeah. Well, at the 20, it seems to be a strong station, but it's not strong enough sometimes to come in over that Channel 5. You know, the educational.
Can you take this out?
Oh, is that right?
And that Channel 5 is on, at times, it kind of messes up Channel 20.
Oh.
I don't know.
He can cook such a good cake.
Oh.
And the best ham.
Talk to me about cooking biscuits and cornbread and
rolls. Those were good.
I didn't know Channel 5 would interfere with it.
It seems to. At least I lay it to it anyway.
Well, there's not much on Channel 5 you need to get.
Well, not a whole lot. And sometimes there's things on there that...
They get the politicians, the elections
well,
on it. And
well, there's some few things that I like to hear on 5.
Like if you're going to have an election, you see, they'll have all the people there.
Oh, sure.
Talk, you know. I don't listen to them all the time, but I always think I ought to.
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't know if you listened to everything they said. Well, you
yeah, what are you going to do about
it? Did y'all see President Nixon's speech the other night?
Yeah.
Did you?
Was that Thursday, Wednesday?
Yeah,
Thursday.
Yeah.
listen.
You did?
I heard it. Did you hear?
Mm-hmm.
How about that meat?
Yeah, how about that meat?
Yeah.
Well, he froze. Why did he freeze the price right where it was at?
You know, they're going to have a bar cut tomorrow, Monday at the livestock market.
They are?
The farmers, that's what I heard on the radio. I think that the farmers is going to put a stop of people carrying the stuff up there if it goes down.
Is that right?
That's right. I sure wish I could be up there looking on it.
Well, what's happening to this meat? The packers are making the money.
Martin says somebody's going to get killed.
It's not the foreman. It's not the man that's selling it over the counter. But somebody's making it, so there's just one more person. That's the packer.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's it. Because you can figure it for yourself. Run an average. Just run an average, and you figure cows, just good fat cows. Average about 40 cents a pound is an average, good average. All right, time you get that cow dressed, that's about a 75 cent meat. See, because they'll lose not quite half.
And he's gonna import that Argentina beef in here, and that's gonna ruin us.
Well, I don't know if it will.
It will.
I don't know.
It won't be. Our meat won't be worth
$0.05. I don't know, because he's figuring. I think he's figuring like this, and there's other people figuring the other way too. There's people figuring, well, we can hold ours, and they can't get enough in here from Argentina to satisfy the people, and they'll start hollering. See.
What they ought to do, if they're going to bring the price of meat down, they ought to level everything.
They should.
Seed, feed, fertilize, groceries, clothes, and everything. They ought to bring it all down.
If they bring the price of...
They done cut pork to 25 cents a pound. I mean, they cut it 25 cents.
Uh-huh.
Well, if they bring the price of meat down, way down, then they're going to have to bring the price of feed down, because... And then, the people that's fed this winter is going to lose money.
Mm-hmm.
Because the price of feed is so high. Like last year, snap corn at the highest with molasses in it was $60. Now, if you get it with molasses in it, it's about $135 a ton. So that's... There's the difference. Mm-hmm. And people's got to buy this feed in order to fatten them steers.
What did you say about the livestock market, Miss Mary?
They're going to have a boycott there Monday. They're going to boycott the livestock market.
They just not going to take them in?
I don't know.
I really don't know what they're going to do, Mr. Miles. All I know, I heard it on the radio. And the farmer said they just weren't going to put up with it.
Yeah.
And they said something or other about what Thompson said, that was the man, you know, manager of the livestock market. I don't know. If I can, I'm going to try to make my wife carry me up.
No, he's the owner of the market.
There. I ain't going to be so brave, but I'm going to.
Oh, you want to go up there?
Sure I do.
You want to see it?
See what happens.
Yeah, I do.
Well, I'll
be there when it opens.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm going to tell you, if
I might
gonna...
get me a big board and make me a sign and
carry.
If they're gonna boycott, they should start Sunday. That's when the most of the cattle goes in.
Yeah.
Be on Sunday afternoon.
Well, maybe they're just not gonna have no sale.
Well, they'll have a sale if they get the cattle there.
Well, they might
but
not now.
You know, all them cows we seen in them trailers going that way today, they might be going a day ahead of time. They might be fixing to beat the boycott.
Oh.
It's just to soon feed them there as to stay in their feedlots.
Yeah. Well, I tell you, that's serious when you start monkeying with them feedlots. That's high price stuff.
That's high price stuff, that's right.
They got money in that.
$2.20 a pound for steak in Crow City. Mm-hmm. And I've been getting it in Hawthorne for $1 in Lab, $1.09 in Dollar Lab. And we got mass yesterday, was it? One day we was over there. And it's $1.49. But it's still cheaper than you can buy it in the Winn-Dixie.
Yeah.
Or any place else I've been.
Yeah.
Well, I'm just glad I don't have a lot of feeder cattle.
Somebody's going to lose some money, I'm afraid.
Yeah. But that's a curious thing that they pick out the farmer to on the prices. Mm-hmm. When everything else goes to
that's
skyrocket.
Right. Now, they could bring the price of feed, water, and stuff like that back. Then they could roll the price of meat back along with that. But you notice I saw on TV on Channel 4, the news, for down south there where strawberries was in and tomatoes was in and corn and stuff like that, you might have seen it. Where they was going, the people was said they could make money by letting the public go in the field and pick it or sell it side the road. Tomatoes for 10 cents a pound.
Yeah.
Side the road, and people was waiting in line for it.
Oh yeah.
Pole beans picked,
yeah,
for $1 a bushel.
Good night.
Oh,
that's right.
Strawberries. I heard one woman say, I says I bought 3 pints at the Winn-Dixie. For $1, and says out here, she says I'm getting 3 quarts for $1 and better berries. So they're just doubling it, see.
Mm-hmm.
And the man says, well, he says I'm making money, because he says I wasn't making that selling it to the stores, to the market.
No, and he had all that picking to do.
That's right.
Pickers make more than
I do love whole beans.
Yeah, I sure do. Well, you know, those same people that are complaining about the meat prices, and they're high, all right. Wouldn't think anything of going down and paying 3 or 4 prices for a dress.
Oh, no.
And they're just unreasonable as meat.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And the mutual, more mutual, has stopped selling fence posts.
Have they really?
Mm-hmm.
Well, what's the reason?
They're going to sell it. Well, they claim they can't get them. They're going to try to put out a steel post, but it's going to cost so much to you can't afford to buy it. And you know what steel does in the ground. You put it in the ground, and 2 weeks, it's that thick and rust. So, that's not going to work out.
That's not going to work.
I don't want no steel post.
So they can get more for pulpwood than they can post.
As much as they sell them for. Of course, they
pulpwood,
they don't have to process.
That's right.
Well, that would be something when you couldn't buy a post.
That's right.
Well, it's coming to that. It's already to that.
You know one thing about this meat that runs it out. Now, we were talking about this. You see, they put out all those food stamps.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of the people that get them food stamps, that's just clear money.
They can afford to buy meat.
They can afford to buy meat, and they go from cheap meat to high-priced meat.
Sure.
Or little meat to a lot of meat. Well, now that... when you do that clear across the country, look how it adds up.
Did you see all them horses they was butchering?
I heard they were.
Mother's going to eat a hamburger.
No, I ain't going to eat no hamburger. Not till they get too. Let's see. People say, well, the horse meat's labeled. Sure, it's labeled when it leaves that packer. But when it leaves that packer, there's nothing says you can't pull that label off of it and grind it and sell it for hamburger, is it?
Yeah, and you know something else? You know, weenies and bologna and such stuff as that is government inspected too. But if you used to go and watch them make weenies, you wouldn't eat one.
Yeah.
You sure wouldn't eat them.
Well, that's them
stains. If you saw what they put in them.
Hmm.
If you seen what they made them out of. It's old car lights. They
lips,
put in those lips.
Nose.
The eyeballs.
Nose.
That's right. That's...
Yeah, I watched them make them.
Is that what they call an all beef hot dog?
That's the old
eyes.
That's the old beef.
They sure do. They
don't
throw away on
the pork. And the pork, the
them old
one that's
cow
got
lips
the pork
goes
in.
Into it.
I thought I didn't like hot dogs. Now I know
and,
I don't.
And you know you can take them and put them in a pot to boil them and the things will float. They're just so light. Just like a bag of air. And,
as soon as the water
light.
Gets hot, it'll swell up about so big.
Yeah.
Well, he never would eat one until he come back from the army.
Well, you learned to eat a lot of stuff in the army that you ordinarily wouldn't eat. That's what you call self-defense or self-survival.
Ain't that the truth? You learned a lot of things in the army, you don't need to know.
Well, we just have to eat swamp cabbage.
No, it's against the law to come. It is, really.
That's right.
They done passed the law on them.
But if I see one I wanted, I'm going to cut it.
Not against the law on your own property.
Well, I wouldn't think so, not if you wanted to cut it, but they claim that you should get a permit from your county commissioner to cut any tree on your property.
Oh.
But if I take the notion to cut one, well, they better come out and stop me, because when I said if I get that saw to going, it's going to be too bad.
Do you reckon we're going to have some rain tonight? It's hot.
Do we need it?
No, ma'am.
We've had enough.
We sure don't need any rain tonight.
The foot of my lane down there is just squishy. There's water standing down there.
Well, he went down there and he drug the shirt.
I had to move all the feet.
Drama. Out from the lake because we can't get in there to it. We're just a mess.
Slop lolly down there.
Just can't get in and out.
I think we're going to try to put us up another corral back in the woods or somewhere on the hill this time.
Yeah.
If we can get permission, we'd have to get permission to put anything back there, you know, anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Or let them, you know, suggest a place. You can suggest it, and then if the man that's over that track, he can okay it while you're all right.
You don't want any low ground, right?
No, sir. And that's what we've had for several years. And
oh, you mean over in the companies?
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
And every year, just about every year, it gets to where you can't, when it starts raining, you can't get down there. If you wanted, had three or four yearlings that needed moving or a cow, something that was poor and cow and calf you wanted to get, you couldn't get to the pen to get them.
Yeah.
You know just about all your animals, don't you?
Yes, sir.
Keep up with them pretty well.
Well, now, is your car running all right now?
Just fine.
But you got that new, the right kind of spark plugs in there.
I reckon. It runs good now.
Nobody grabbing the bumper?
No, not yet. Anyway.
Oh, they just make old pile of junks and sell them for a fortune. They ain't no good.
Sell them for a big price.
Not me.
Well, at least you aren't driving. What was that car you said looked like?
Monte Carlo.
Yeah. Yeah, I've seen it on TV. And that's what Mike Douglas is. Celebrities ride in, you know, from the airplane to the hotel, and it was a pretty car, I thought, and I took that after Marvin to go in and and let's look at one. That'll want one. Mm-mm.
Yeah. Well, they're for about $4,800 to start with.
Woo! And I want one. Mm. Well, it's not the biggest Chevrolet.
No, it's not the largest. It's it and the Bel Air is about the same size. But that other one, what's the?
It's got two doors to it and a glass shuts. It is just like a hearse.
And it's a Chevrolet.
Mm. Yes, ma'am. But it sure didn't look like that on TV. I thought I wanted one, but I don't want anything.
Oh, Ricky got him a job.
Oh, he did?
Yeah, he working over there helping Eddie.
Who is Eddie?
Orangeville.
Oh, that's Stacy out there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Did the cook boy get married?
Right.
I don't know, he got married now. He quit over there.
Oh, he did?
Yeah. So, he got him a job on the weekend.
Well, good.
He been gone all day. Left earlier this morning, hadn't been back. Hmm. And that's the thing about them service stations.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder if they pay you overtime.
I don't think so.
They just pay the minimum wage and
mm-hmm.
Now
work the stew out of you.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Keep you running out front.
I ain't never seen anybody yet that worked at one that liked it.
They claim that they take in the money at them stations. But they make it mostly on oil and other products. They don't make it on the gasoline.
Yeah.
5 cents a gallon is what they
You know anybody is
on
these little cars when it gets up to 70 cents a gallon?
Mm-mm.
It's supposed to be 50 at 1st of July.
50 cents a gallon.
That's the talk now. And you know they done started rationing it in Miami and St. Petersburg and talking about starting next. Well, this. In April in Jacksonville.
Is that right?
Rationing.
Is that right? What are we going to do?
I'm going to ride Noopy.
Well, that leaves me Molly. What are you going to do?
I'll do like Patterson. I'll ride the tractor. That tractor takes no gas now.
Oh.
But.
No, save
maybe it. You can get farm gas.
Yeah, that's right.
Might be able to get farm gas, and if you can get farm gas, why you can drive it from here to Gainesville.
Yeah.
Oh, who's going to drive? That is Bernie's tractor.
Well, I'd rather drive a tractor than the walk. No.
Woo!
I'll tell you, things are happening fast, aren't they?
Well, I see the handwriting on the wall. I got to get something that burns less gas than my car.
Well, that is a talk now. I don't know if it'll get there, but they claim that regular will be by the 1st of July. And I heard this in 3 or 4 times over the television, over the news, that by the 1st of July, gasoline will be 50 cents a gallon.
For regular?
For regular.
I use high test.
And, you know.
Now, where you hear that?
Well, I've heard it over the news over Channel 4 several times.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
I hadn't heard that.
I just
maybe cut that off whenever I...
We won't get to see one another.
Well, we sure will. We'll just get on those two horses and come over. You got plenty of horses over there.
Yeah, but they're too old to carry anybody. I'd be afraid to get on one of their backs. They'd fall down. Kill me.
Well, it could be we'll just go back to making gardens and staying at home. That's what you said.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'll tell you what, if I had sense enough to do it, I'd invent a valve to go in the car out there and a carburetor that would burn kerosene and have my barrel filled up for the winter and draw it out and put it in the car.
Uh-huh.
Like the old Fords and tractors, you know, the old iron wheels that used to burn kerosene.
Yeah.
But why can't they make a car that'll do that?
Yeah.
All they got to do is to put an updraft carburetor on one in place of a downdraft.
Rich man's are getting richer and poor man's are getting poor.
Like the old Model T, you know. The Model A.
That makes me think. I wasn't over there that day when you all had that visit over there. Debbie said something about it. Who is that? I wasn't there. I didn't hear you all talk about it. Who is Marvin's nephew who preaches?
Oh.
Little Bob.
Edgar.
He don't preach. He just gets up and talks.
He just reads the Bible some once in a while. Just fills in.
Oh, I thought he gave the sermon.
No.
Oh.
Well, the way he was talking, you know, and you was there, the way he was talking, he did, but...
but he doesn't really.
No.
What's your name?
Call it that, Edgar. Little, we call him Little Bub.
His
name's
Edgar
Pope.
Oh. Well, now, where did he learn to do that?
He's one of the... So he's got something to do with the church down at Cross Creek.
Sure.
Some kind of
sure.
little junior officer or something.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there's not all of them can do things like that.
No.
Is his daddy proud of it?
I don't know. But I know something. It don't stop him from drinking on Saturday nights. He wants to drink. I'm talking about his daddy now. I'm not talking about his daddy. I don't know if he drinks or not. But
no.
Well, he looks like he's about 14 years old.
He's older than that. He's Edgar's 18, I guess.
Oh.
He's tall.
Well, now, have you heard him talk?
Mm-mm.
Well, he can open his mouth. He's got a big mouth. That's for sure.
He's always been able to talk.
He can talk.
Has he?
Talk too much.
Is that right?
That's right.
Well, how come I never run into him?
I don't know. You just weren't at the right place at the right time to meet up with him.
His daddy says he can talk the horns off of a billy goat.
Is that right? Is that right? Well... You know, back Mr. Dodd's father was over there, and he was talking about the Bible so much,
mm-hmm.
Well, I always wanted to hear him, but I never got over there, and then he got to having that trouble, and he couldn't talk so well.
Mm-hmm.
And always sorry about that. Like I just let everything get by me. Can't move or something. Can't get there in time. I always wanted to be able to get up and talk. I never could, you see. But I just envied them that could. Can you get up and talk?
Mm-mm.
You get up, Marvin, and talk?
No.
Not unless I have it to do. If I have to, now I can.
It depends on how mad she gets.
Yeah.
Miss Mary, can you talk when you're mad?
You get out there.
Is that right?
You just talk or you holler?
I talk.
Well, when would that happen?
It's all been all my life.
When?
He wants to know when do you get mad?
Well, just whenever things don't go to suit me.
In
meeting?
In general.
He needn't say one word about me because he can get mad too.
I can't believe that Marvin Townsend can get mad.
I can't either.
You was talking about. You couldn't talk, and you said you could. And I said, when you got mad. Yeah. That's what I said.
You get mad too.
I know I do.
You get mad, Marvin?
Once in a while.
When do you get mad?
When?
Yeah.
When I get aggravated, mostly.
Well, I mean, when did you get mad?
I can tell you
when he got mad. He got mad last Sunday night, and he got mad last night.
What are you mad at?
You want me to tell you?
Yes.
Virgil bought night.
Last night?
Last night. He has just absolutely drove us out of our mind. He is a nut.
Why, Miss Mary?
Why? You mean he's still at large?
I mean he's at large. He's crazy.
He ain't
going
back to bed yet?
No.
Well, hunting season be over in a couple, about two more weeks, about a week and a half.
You
probably
think he'll go
then?
You mean it ain't over yet?
No, the turkey season just come in, you know. Today is a week ago.
Yeah.
And it was just nice to him,
I'm trying to tell him in a way not to hurt his feelings. And I told him, I said, Virgil, Miss Miles was over, and I said, she told me that was the nicest letter that she had ever read, and she thought that it was very, very gentlemanly. Lord, I said the wrong damn thing.
See, there you done got mad.
He comes over there and he... What do you reckon Debbie thinks about me? Virgil, I don't know what she thinks about you. What you reckon Mr. Miles would do if I was to go over there? I don't know what he'd do. I told him one time, I said, go on over there. If he kills you, he can't eat you. And I said, sir, quick. And says, what you reckon that they meant by being such a nice lady? Miss Ma, he's run me out of my mind.
Well, you told him, you told him I said it, just to forget about it. That
and I told him, I said, Miss Miles, I asked Miss Miles why she didn't come over. And Miss Miles said she was busy packing. She was going to France.
To France? I wish I was.
Well, isn't that where, is that right?
I said she's going to leave the country.
She's going to stay. Is she coming back? And he done found out, he said last night. He wanted to know, he said, where do you reckon she lives? I said, I don't know. I don't know a thing about it.
I said she didn't live here.
But he figured out where you live. That may be him. But he run you crazy. He just run you crazy. You can't tell him one thing anymore. He won't pay a bit of mind to you.
Well, I thought he's a timid sort of fella. That's what Miss Dodd told me. At least what I understood. That he just stand around and wait for somebody to speak to him.
Well,
that way back.
Well, now he goes to her house, and then she sends him to mine.
Dumps him on you.
Dumps him on me. See, I had nothing to do with it. It every bit was her business, her doings. Every bit of it was her doings.
Yeah.
But still, You know how some people is, they'll do the dirt, and then I didn't have nothing to do with it.
Yeah.
And yeah. I told him, I said, Debbie weren't coming back over there.
Mm-hmm.
She weren't coming back.
That's what I said, and what she told him, and that's...
Well, what do you reckon she meant? I said, I don't know. What do you... And she thinks about me. How do you reckon she feels about me?
Now that just last night?
Just last night.
And he flew off?
Who, Marvin?
Yeah.
No, Marvin got mad as a dickens last Sunday night. He was up there and he stayed till 10:30. And we went, he tickled her fire. Every little bub, come over here.
They thought they'd come here, but they didn't come here.
Miss Dodd told them how to come.
Oh,
yeah, told them exactly how to get here.
And told them what kind of a house you lived in, but they went to Freddie Woods's. And Virgil said there was a big dog lying crawled up on a couch. I said, uh-uh. And I said, no, Mr. Miles.
Yeah, he said he'd come in. He got to talking. I said, you didn't go there at all.
And he said he told Virgil, a little bub to ease off from the dog and get in the car before they woke him up. Marvin said he was to the Lord that he had to went to Mr. Miles. He said he bet the little bub wouldn't have never went off with him nowhere else.
Well, Marvin, there ought to be something you can tell the man to keep bothering you all.
You can't
and
tell.
And certainly not to come over.
Marvin told him she was going off to get married and going on a honeymoon.
Good for you.
Good for Marvin.
Marvin is my friend.
Well, we wanted to know. Marvin lost his temper.
Mm-hmm.
He wanted to know. He says, how old is she? I said, I don't know, maybe 15, 16. I don't know how old she is. Right, she ain't no older than that. I said, I don't know how old she is.
And you're standing.
You'll have to go and ask her.
I wish to goodness, I just wish to goodness you could be around.
And eavesdrop it.
I wish you could hear what he says. He has worry in me. That's how come my blood pressure, I believe, to go up so high.
And he stayed till 10:30.
10:30 at night, and he just walks the house and you look up and think of something else.
He walks the house.
Yeah.
Walks the floor.
Yes. And looks up.
You ever see anybody had it that bad?
Why did he do that rainy day?
Oh boy, what about that now?
Came in with his raincoat.
Yeah, come in with his raincoat on, and well, she was lying down, and he come in then. He walked in the house, and he sat down on the sofa.
Water was just pouring off of him.
And I told him, I said, Virgil, I said, get up off of the sofa and pull your coat off and give it to me, and I'll go and hang it up and let it drip outside. Just don't. And he pulled his coat off and had on no rain hat, and he pulled it up and threw it down on the sofa. Well, I let it lay there. I didn't thought it, but it did carry his coat out. And he got up and went in the bedroom where she was at. And her in bed and stood up at the foot of the bed.
Yeah.
Rocked back
in. I was going to stay in bed. I told Marvin, I said, don't say nothing. I'm going to stay in bed. I ain't getting up. Marvin was putting up his raincoat and he come in there and run over the bed. You ain't no better. I said, no, I ain't no better, but I was. And I said, the doctor wants me to be very quiet. I had to get up out of that bed. You know one thing? I'm going to leave the country.
Well, that's enough. Cause...
I wish to goodness, Mr. Miles, that sometimes that you could come over there and let him out from up there. I wish you and Miss Miles both could.
Yeah.
I don't want Debbie over there.
Yeah.
Not unless Debbie wanted to see him. If Debbie wanted to see him, it would be all right.
Well, it wouldn't make no difference.
But
whether Debbie come over there, whether she didn't, if she was there and he come, well,
He'd act like a nut like he did before. But,
he shouldn't.
The time he was there, Debbie, I mean, you was there, and he come in, him and Edgar. I don't think he ever said a word, did he?
Not to
you. Not to you, not directly.
He just said hi. That's all.